Ron's life was headed in the opposite direction. He was acting strange, and the neighbors noticed. Then he began carrying the butcher's knife through the mobile home park, claiming that Peterson and the Ada cops were after him. He was protecting himself and not going back to prison. Annette received an eviction notice. When Ronnie refused to answer her calls, she obtained a court order to have him picked up for a mental evaluation. He was in his trailer, doors and windows taped and covered, drinking a beer and watching television, when he suddenly heard words squawk from a bullhorn, "Come out with your hands up!" He peeked outside, saw the cops, and thought his life was over again. He was going back to death row. The police were as afraid of him as he was of them, but both sides eventually found common ground. Ron was taken not to death row, but instead to a mental hospital for evaluation. The trailer, less than a year old but quite a mess, was sold. When he was released from the hospital, Annette searched for a place to put him. The only bed she could find was in a nursing home outside of Springfield. She drove to the hospital, packed him up, and moved him into the Dallas County Care Center. The daily structure and regular care were at first welcome. His pills were taken on time, and alcohol was forbidden. Ron felt better, but soon grew weary of being surrounded by old and frail seniors in wheelchairs. He began complaining and was soon unbearable, so Annette found another room in Marshfield, Missouri. It, too, was filled with sad old folks. Ron was only 47. What the hell was he doing in a nursing home? He asked this question over and over, and Annette finally decided to bring him back to Oklahoma. He would not return to Ada, not that anyone wanted him to. In Oklahoma City, Annette found a bed at the Harbor House, an old motel that had been converted into a home for men who were transitioning from one phase of life to something that was hopefully better. No alcohol was allowed, and Ron had been sober for months. Mark Barrett visited him several times at Harbor House and knew Ron couldn't stay there very long. No one could. Most of the other men were zombie-like and scarred worse than Ron. Months passed, and Glenn Gore was not charged with murder. The new investigation was proving to be as fruitful as the old one, 18 years earlier. The Ada police, the prosecutors, and the OSBI had infallible DNA proof that the source of the crime scene's semen and hair was Glenn Gore, but they just couldn't solve the murder. More proof was needed. Ron and Dennis had not been ruled out as suspects, and though they were free men and thrilled to be so, there was always a dark cloud hanging over them. They talked weekly and sometimes daily to each other and to their lawyers. After a year of living in fear, they decided to fight back. Had Bill Peterson, the Ada police, and the state of Oklahoma apologized for the injustice and closed the books on Ron Williamson and Dennis Fritz, the authorities would have taken the honorable course and ended a sad story. Instead, they got themselves sued.